Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. Today, let's talk about the situation in the country vis-a-vis what state governments have started to now talk about. The Delhi government has hinted at community transmission, though they have not officially said that we are in a stage of community transmission, at least parts of Delhi. They have in fact said that there is an important meeting that's going to be held on Tuesday, and then we are going to be talking about what stage exactly parts of the national capital are in, whether they have moved on to the third stage of community transmission, and whether that is being seen in some places. A lot of people have asked me this question, and I'm trying to answer it after speaking to a highly placed source in the government of India. Sources say that our strategy will be changing if at all community transmission, at least in some parts of the country, is established. Areas have been divided into high intensity zones and low intensity zones. There is going to be a reduction in the number of RT-PCR tests in the ward, which has seen some amount of community transmission, is what we're being told. The area where community transmission has been established are going to see all of its residents as potential patients. They will be asked to report to the healthcare center at the onset of symptoms. Contact tracing essentially will be stopping. The focus is going to be on protecting the vulnerable and timely healthcare intervention, and clinical management of the infection by improving the capacity of our frontline workers, of our staff, and also improving the healthcare infrastructure, as opposed to testing, as opposed to contact tracing. The government of India says that community transmission is being studied, and what is also being studied is whether a section of the population have developed immunity to the infection, and for this reason, ELISA test kits are being used to gauge the same, to test the same. These are antibody tests and these are lab-based tests that are being done by the government. I've also been told that the results of the same have been procured and has been submitted to the cabinet secretary, which also means that any time now the government could come out and talk about what exactly are the findings of the sero survey. The government of India also held a meeting today, an important one. The health secretary, Preeti Sudhan, met with district collectors, municipal commissioners, chief medical officers, superintendent of district hospitals and principal of medical colleges from 45 municipalities and municipal corporations across states and union territories. This was actually a meeting that was held with authorities of 38 districts in 10 states. The states are Maharashtra, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Rajasthan, Haryana, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Karnataka, Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh. Main issues discussed were the widespread infection in densely populated urban areas with areas that shared public amenities, importance of house-to-house surveillance, prompt testing followed by prompt isolation, and clinical management of cases and containment strategy to be implemented. The government of India has been saying that specific and constant attention is required for active house-to-house surveillance for timely detection. This is extremely important. While the government continues to say that they are going to tweak their strategy depending on the evolving situation, what actually doesn't really change is what we do. We need to continue to maintain social distancing at all times. Religious places have opened up, malls have opened up, restaurants have opened up. How the infections increase and whether they actually see an exponential increase across the country is something that depends completely on us. While there are problems with reports, and many of them actually of the healthcare system being overburdened, it's important to point out that being cautious at this point in time, continuing to watch your own symptoms, if at all you're developing symptoms, is something that's extremely important. There has to be timely management of the symptoms of the infection. Many cases can recuperate at home. So if you're not getting space in a hospital, do not stress about it. Think about how you can do things at home to keep your family members safe if at all you are one of those patients who's recuperating at home. This is extremely important. At the same time, opening up should not be taken as the green signal to doing whatever you want. You have to continue to be careful in the sense, go out only when required. If you really have to go to the temple, do. If you really have to go to the mall, do. If that is something that you want to do away with, you do not want to do it, and that is something that you are wary about, then do not do it. At the end of the day, stepping out of our homes also means that we are risking. So if you have parents at home to come back to, and if you have children at home to come back to, if you have senior citizens at home to come back to, then think about exposing yourself and your loved ones to this particular risk. Is it really worth it? The government says this, and I'm repeating, social distancing at this point in time is really the only vaccine. Stay safe. Thank you for joining in. Bye-bye.